We were just talking before we started recording about microframes, and I have a little story about my snowball, which has been a regular character on these podcasts, I think.
I've been bit much.
I call my microphone Santa's little helper.
Well, Snowball has always lived on the windowsill upstairs. Mm. This weekend, the window was open, and I had the curtain drawn, and the wind blew the curtain beyond Snowball, and then the combination of wind coming through the house meant the curtain then blew back and took Snowball and thrust Snowball out of the window, throwing it down from the first floor onto the brick driveway outside my house.
Cripes.
And it's fucking perfect. It is unscratched. it is. It still works. Snowball is just beautiful still. There's not a scratch on it.
Indestructible.
Absolutely amazing, indestructible little Snowball.
I'd have preferred it to have been broken and there to have been a burial story. But
no, we can't have everything we want, can we? I bought Snowball for the podcast, and it'll be a tragedy if it doesn't quite make it. If Snowball doesn't quite get to episode...
Are you sure it wasn't taking its own life towards the end? Are you sure it wasn't an attempt? You thought it was the curtain badge that it couldn't bear to live unused after the podcast.
Possibly.
See you in hell, Snowball.
1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 982. Sketch 1,181. Magic bed.
Yeah. Right, here is a sketch. Laura, you can be Sally.
Thank you.
Alistair, I think you could be Ted. And I shall be Bed.
Sally and Ted, speeding along on the magic bed. We love to learn and have some fun. We love to play with everyone. We look around and see the sights. Flying high like satellites.
Sally and Ted.
Speeding along on the magic bed.
That was unlistable to me. I love it. Anyway.
Morning, Sally.
Morning, Ted. Oh, morning, everyone. Great to have you all with us again.
It certainly is. And what a beautiful sunny morning.
I wonder where Bed has taken us today.
I'm not sure. Bed! Oh, Bed!
Hello, Ted. Hello, Sally. I'm really excited today.
That's great, Bed. Where have you brought us?
Well, 350 years ago...
Oh, Bed! No one's interested in hundreds of years ago. Where are we today?
Somewhere with loads of history. It's really interesting, I promise. 350...
Is it the beach or the zoo?
Just hold on a second and I'll tell you. 350...
Oh, I hope it's the zoo. Do you remember last time when a squirrel monkey got overexcited and we lost him in the covers?
Oh, yes, Bed. Do you remember that?
Bitterly. It ripped all my sheets.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bed.
And you just kept tickling it until he pooed in the pillows. You really didn't help me at all.
Yes, but it was fun, wasn't it?
No, it was unrelentingly horrible. There was a monkey inside me.
All right, it was only fun. So, is it the zoo?
No, it's not the Cocking Zoo.
350 years ago...
No time! That alarm clock means it's time for us to take a look at all the lovely pictures you've sent in.
Not until I've finished telling you...
This is a lovely drawing of a duvet.
About what happened 350 years ago.
This lovely drawing of a duvet was sent in by Owen, age 10, from Liverpool.
10? Really?
Bed?
Well, honestly, it's awful. Just a blob.
Well, that's what duvets are.
You only know it's a duvet because it says duvet on the back, although it's spelt with a Y. What a waste of graphite. And hot water bottles don't have legs, so that bit's just a travesty.
Oh, don't listen to Bed, children. I'm not sure what's wrong with him today.
Maybe he got out of the wrong side of himself.
Oh, fuck off, Ted. It's about time that... Oh, fuck off, Ted. It's about time the kids heard the truth. Children, children, now listen very carefully. Your parents never tidied their rooms either. And they picked their noses.
Bed, really?
And Father Christmas doesn't exist.
Stop it!
And you're all adopted.
Okay, Bed, that's enough.
They need to know the truth. And you need to know the truth too, Ted.
What truth?
No, Bed, please. Now's not the time.
Not the time for what? To tell him you and I have been shagging like rabbits every chance we get.
It's not quite like that.
How do you even shag a bed?
Why don't I tell you in song? Join in if you know the words, kids. Stupid old Ted, stupid old Ted, cuckolded by his magic bed. Utterly naive and totally oblivious of Sally and Bed. Lewd and lascivious. He drops off, he has a snore, whilst I make Sally into my pert whore. He rides on my fat four-poster. I give her a bunking with my duck-down bolster. Stupid old Ted, stupid old Ted, no longer welcome on the magic bed.
He fell a long way, Bed.
Well, we are on top of St. Paul's Cathedral.
Ooh, wasn't that completed just over 350 years ago?
Stuff that. Let's fuck.
It's not your weird little sketch.
Weird little sketch.
Dan, did you feel that you didn't have to stretch yourself very much when it was you telling people about histories they didn't want to hear about?
I imagine yes, that's a lot right, of your life. I'm a tedious historian.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
This sketch showed how, obviously, in the rest of our podcast life, Laura and Dan have played a unhappy married couple. Is this the before story?
Yeah, this is when we were happy.
Before Dan had the surgery to turning into a human.
Yeah. I'm really into beds, is the thing. It's like in Beauty and the Beast when he becomes a man at the end. I bet she's a bit disappointed.
And the princess wanted to fuck the pee. So they kept putting prophylactic layers of mattresses between them.
So confusing.
I don't know. Just... By then, listen.
Rubber sheet after rubber sheet.
So confusing. That's really got Rich.
That's really
got a rubber sheet.
A princess that's so incontinent that she can still wet a pee through 12 layers of rubber.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by The Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell and Alistair Turvitt. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.